This is KAAUHT, Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform, hotel call.
Hey, Steve, it's Tim again up in Richmond, NAWRO. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I always say you have a nice punch and signal in here, nice and clear. So how is my signal there, Tim?
Loud and clear. No issues whatsoever. I mean, you know, for VHF, it's perfectly fine. I don't know what you're running, but whatever you're doing it right.
Yeah, I got a couple of new just bullpen handy talkies, and I'm programming it. So I would and I'm doing it from the keypad. So I guess that would qualify me for one of the elements of certification.
You are correct. Although I think DDC Mike likes you to do it in front of him, but you're correct. Level one, whatever number it is, I forget. But yeah, that's one of the tasks that we have to do. But that one's fairly easy.
Well, you know what? Not for everyone. You know, I used radios some years ago. You know, I've been doing this stuff with the parade, you know, and get around different groups, lunch groups and whatever over the years. And so I said, you know, I come by, I don't have the cord or something. I have to program a radio and I just show up or go bring the radio, you know. And so for years, you know, as long as it's just about, you know, Bofang's been around and a couple other radios too, you know, I just get in there and you know, minute, I have the radio program for the couple of 2-3 frequencies, you know, that we use, you know, and he's, boy, you get that fast, you know, but I've done that, you know, people show up, and I said, just show up, you know, at the, you know, the parade site, whatever it happens to be, and I said, you know, okay, you got to, okay, fine with the open memory slot, and program it up, and I said, test it a couple of times, and there you go, okay.
Well, I get it why they have it in there. It's definitely a good skill to have. You don't want to rely on that chirp. You know, for the analog radios, chirp kind of makes us, one could argue, a little lazy that we don't learn it, because different radios have different methods. Like, for example, the offset. Some radios, you put the offset in. The one radio that I tested on, you just put in the transmit and the receive frequency direct. They don't even have a place for the offset, because, you know, so there's subtle difference in how you do it, and you got to know how you're doing it. And I kind of got caught a little bit during the set when we were trying to reach St. Clair County up in Memphis, and we weren't getting them, and we thought my ICOM was not programmed right. It turns out it actually was, so why we couldn't get them, I'm not sure, but I couldn't front panel program that thing for the life of me, but Tom was really good, KC8KJO, He did it every which possible way, so we determined that it wasn't the radio, just for whatever reason we were out of range or whatnot.
Yeah, those field tests are always good. That's why like Field Day, I've done that for many years, many decades, and always learn something every time, no doubt. And you don't make a whole lot of contacts on whatever band, always learn something. And right, yeah, so, yeah, I could do the program. Yeah, I've done it for other people. They show up and get it done. But I think at one time I had a hard time, because some of the Bofangs, I think the older, like some of the firmware on it, you had to stores the receive frequency first and the transmit frequency. So it's just programmed that out, and then someone told me, it's like I was sitting in a Target parking lot or something like that, waiting for someone, back, this is some years ago now, you know, and they said, hey, they found the trick is to use the reverse button. You program it in, then you could do whatever the little shortcut is, like off the keypad for the reverse. Then you go store the, you know, you hit the save again for that memory channel, and that would work. But I noticed these newer, even though this is an old, an updated version of an older model, you don't have to use the reverse anymore. You just save it twice. It'll say saving receiving memory, then it'll say saving transmitting memory. You know, it'll have the offset in there. But before, you actually had to type it in, the transmitting frequency. You had to, you know, tap it in. Or then I found that the shortcut was to hit this reverse button and then do it.
You know, I think I recall that. I think I ran across that back, was it last year or something, when I was starting out, and I got some of the Bofangs and was, but I tell you what, the analog is one thing. Trying to program this, I got it now, but the DMR, the DM32 Bofang, I've got one of the guys, he's I loaned it out to him, and he's trying it out now too. The radio works good, I would say, for what it is, but the code plug, or the CPS that Bofang has for the digital side, oh my goodness, that was really hard to master, because as we know, DMR is hard to begin with when you're starting, but they had, you know, words translated wrong, and it was just all that much more difficult. So that was like, you know, can rate things by certain trips, how many trips to the hardware store we do. Well, this was how many YouTube videos I had to watch before I could finally get it, but I did. So, hey, and I got to thank you. It looks like, you put your form in. I just see it. It popped up here on my screen, so I appreciate that as well. NAWRO, back over to you.
Oh, yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, I was going to mention that too since you came back, but sounds like you found it. Great. So, yeah, I put my DMR ID in there too. I think some people were asking about that one time. I do have a DMR whatever number.
I just completed a report for Wally on that same topic, and I believe, I didn't look at what you put in the screen. I'll double check. I'll cross-reference it, but I believe it ends in 333. So I think we're good, and we appreciate that.
Okay. Yep. I don't know how you pull them down or if you're able to pull it from whatever the site is, do inquiries or how you do it. You can do it by call or what. It's been a while. I just had John W. AAA, who is a silent key now, so I'm going to have to, you know, find another resource. Yeah, I used to get a little lazy with it. And some of the notes I have jotted down different places, I'm sure, kind of a folder, and who knows where they're at right now. But yeah, I used to write all kinds of writing down. But yeah, I'm glad you found that, and the radio I have, I was looking at this Wushang, which was given to me by, this we call Pastor Bill. He used to be in Roseville, then he was in Marine City, but before he then went to Missouri, he gave me this Wushang handheld radio, which worked okay, but for time the battery is, you know, it's been a few years now, not doing well, so I looked at replacements for it. It's like $50, so I'm like, oh, do I want to stick with this or get something that more standard for just the, you know, not much more, so I'm not sure if I want to make the $50 investment there, but I have used DMR.
Yeah, all we use is that radioid.net site. Well, that's the site I guess we get registered on, and you can use a DMR user search. So it's very similar to like a FCC call sign search, you know, when that site's up. It's not up lately. That's causing problems. But, yeah, that's all we use. Just to, and I did look at your form and slid over, and we got it right. So I'm not sure what Wally's doing. I believe it's code plugs for the group's radios, because we got some county radios. So I think he just wants to try to get the current members right. In there. Oh, I know what it is. It's the CSV values, the contact values. So not like you're necessarily going to be assigned one of the radios because you have your own, but he just wants to get the, because I guess in Motorola, the contacts are limited. You can't put, you know, you can't put like all contacts in an HT. It just doesn't work, especially with Motorola. In fact, even mine, I did Michigan, Ontario, and Ohio, I think. And by the time I got those three areas, you know, and besides, that's probably overkill anyways, but, you know, if it's got the memory, I don't mind doing it, but If you ever need any of those CSV files for context, let me know, because I did subscribe to the Radio ID service, so I could create a CSV file for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that was one of the nice features, right, with the Motorola. They had you follow along or whatever you call that, follow, where if you have the different hole plugs for different areas as you move along, it will allow you to, somehow it allows you to continue to talk or something. Otherwise, you have to load a whole new code plug in every time as you move around different geographic area. Yeah, and I was at a few years back, one of the big KBHGFF, I think it is. He was one of the ones that he got a DMR radio, TYT, and he was big on this. I forgot who the person was. He researched it and everything, and was able to flash the firmware of it, and without bricking his radio. And then he didn't show up for it, but Sean, then that kind of became a thing, and I remember they called it historically we call it the Barbecue Summit. We met at Barbecue Bob's place in Ferndale, and Sean was there with a couple other people with laptops, and they would update their firmware. And so I got a chance to meet a bunch of hands that I talked to for years, but never met. But that was kind of a pivotal point in Southeast Michigan DMR circles.
Well, that is kind of interesting because I didn't know the actual long-term history on that because, DMR is new to me this year. 2025 is, pretty much the first I've ever done any kind of a deep dive, if you will, into DMR. And prior to that, I just vaguely knew of its existence, but I never played with it. And, of course, after that, I'm looking at ABP25. But that might be a next year thing. We'll see how that goes. But, the price point on the radios is, I think DMR is relatively affordable. I mean, it's not a $20 Bofang, but then again, it's also not, a 3K P25 radio. So I think DMR might be something we, and a good chunk of our members have it already. I mean, I just did this list for Wally, and way over the majority have it. And then those that don't, we've got the group's radio that we can loan out to them. And, this station here has DMR IDs. WAAMAC has a handful of radio IDs or DMR IDs assigned to it. Or they could get their own because it doesn't cost anything. So a lot of options there.
Right, yeah. Then all that up and back with the brand license, and that's still an ongoing thing. So how that all works out. And, yeah, it's funny, was it 380? Yeah, I think it was the 380s, right, was the ones, and then they came out with the 390s. But, and there were some, for a while they had these, was it a Retrievus? I think it had a dual band one. A few people got a dual band DMR. And I think when Pats were going down to Missouri, it's just, most of their activity on DMR is actually on 2 meters or something like that. I remember some of the stuff, even though I haven't been real active in it, but I still know some of the history and kind of how it works. I used to listen online to different stuff, these different services, and, a while back, it goes back a little bit, but I've listened, and got in there with the nets and all that kind of thing over the years, it's interesting, kind of interesting how repeaters come and go and these associations or groups come and go and all that, So good though that you're kind of getting your feet with it in this past year.
Yeah, in fact, I probably have to end the QSO in a little bit here because one of the members, Dean, we're going to meet over on DMR, but not. We're going to do Simplex. And Wally hooked me up with this Talk Group 99 code plug that has just two Simplex frequencies, but they're DMR, and they don't go through a repeater, of course. And his QTH is not it's not that far south. For me, last night we just went direct and it's like, hey, base to base, it works fine, perfectly clear. And then, of course, Dave, the boss, is in the middle of us, and then so is this Dean. He's just a little bit south of me. Now, obviously, it's not going to go, probably ain't going to go to Warren. Of course, we haven't tested it yet, so who knows. But and of course, I'm on low power, too, so if we kick it up on high power, I don't know. We're going to have to play around with this. So we're all, you know, doing the statewide one and all that, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with it, but hey, what can Simplex do? So that's the next experiment. So, all right, with that, then, I think I'll probably make this my last, but I will listen out to you, Steve. Again, appreciate you doing that for him, and nice talking to you as always. And let me know, just out of curiosity, if you're planning on maybe trying to join the net tonight. I think Mike might be running the net tonight at 7. This is NHWRO. I will listen out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to join the net this evening. And what I do is, before I used to have, I have a music practice in Roseville. So what I do is I check in and I save the first few minutes, like the 10 minutes off before I go in. And on meeting nights, I reverse that. So I used to have two back-to-back music practices. I would go to the one in Mount Clemens, and then because I'm pretty experienced and stuff like that, but I'd come in, like halfway through there, and one was 1 hour 50 minutes, 1 hour, and then I'd go from 6 to 8, but I had to go travel 10 minutes travel time between the two, what I've been doing is checking into the net and then I in and out because then I go to my music practice, and then on meeting nights, because I don't have two groups, I don't feel bad about leaving early because I used to come like 25 minutes late to the one, but now I just tell them to leave 15 minutes early, and I make it for the second half of the meeting on those Thursdays. So that's what I've been working on. And I did touch base with the parade. I did a couple of texts to the person who is the chairperson just to confirm that, and the volunteer person, and I'm going to try to make it to their meeting the first Thursday in November to kind of get things going a little earlier. And I think they're going direct with DMR is called Talk Around. I think that's the term for it. I think that's what it is. You can talk when you talk to Sean. You can make it sound like ask him. You tell him you heard about the barbecue summit. And probably Shauna, talk to Shauna Snicker a little bit. He'll understand. You know the history of it. He'll know all about it. You know. Anyway, 7-3 Tim. This is
KAUHC. Sounds good. Thanks again, Steve. That's making me laugh a little bit. I will do that. NHWRO, clear. QSO.
KAUHC, listening.
QRZ, who's calling, ECM or something like that. This is KAAUHC. Steve.
So I'm on the outside of the signal, probably. It's KEAAZN. It's Kilo, but Alpha Zulu, November. I copy.
Okay, KEAAZN, I got you. Yeah, it's got a little flutter, but you got a punchy audio. Everything is kind of coming through, so it sounds good. Yeah, I'm Steve. And, nice to talk to you.
Oh, awesome, Steve. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm touching base with Tim a little bit, so trying to take advantage of reinvigorated APRS group. I'm going to get this door here.
You using a radio to transmit your APRS?
I don't have the APRS. Let me run out of here. I gotta go into the door here, but maybe talk to you in a couple minutes.
That's a big affirmative there. This is KE8AZN, clear but listening.
This is November 8, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing, Michigan on the WAIRA net. This is November 8, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing. NAFLK clear.
AI 5, the BT, you listening? Anybody on the frequency got a connector or a cell phone or however you say it, walkie talkie, to CL259, is KI 5, BT, you listening?
All right, WFSM test VHF Mackinac City. Hello, Mackinac. Come in, Mackinac. Over.
Yeah, nobody can hear you. Got it back. It's broken.
Well, it says it's there now, so I'm going to say that I got it working.